The Jason Rant Show.
Here to react, Seattle talk radio host Jason Rant.
And the rise of soft on crime laws and policies have made it worse.
Our man in the Pacific Northwest, Jason Rant, is on that.
And you keep on bringing us these extraordinary stories from Seattle. It's amazing.
Long form.
Fentanyl overdose deaths just absolutely through the roof. It's impacting every part of Washington State, and it's a result of the Blake decision by the Washington State Supreme Court that effectively decriminalized / legalized drugs. Democrats up until this point have not seemed particularly interested in making drug use a felony again, but my next guest has a bill that would do just that and actually did just get a hearing scheduled. Joining me on the line, Republican from Spokane Valley, State Senator Mike Patton. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good to be with you again, Jason.
I'm a little shocked that you're getting a hearing in so much that you actually want to make this a felony again, and it seemed like Democrats definitely didn't want to do that. So take us through your law, what it actually does, and maybe some of the politics behind your bill versus the three others that are being considered.
Well, one of the bills, Senator Dingra's bill, is a basically decriminalization bill. The other two leave it as a gross misdemeanor where the cities and counties would now have to deal with all this. And, of course, the judicial infrastructure is set for it being in Superior Court, where we have drug courts that can do treatment courts, very successful for people that have felony drug possession. So we need it to be a felony because you got to have the leverage to get those that have a possibility of treatment to get treatment. There's some people that don't want treatment or never going to want it. And those you got to deal with. And we, as you say, have an absolute crisis in our state. I know about the morgue, you know, not having enough room for all the bodies in King County, but also there is rampant fentanyl use, say, in Spokane. And, you know, businesses are moving out of downtown office buildings because of the crime. It's just gotten completely out of control.
There seems to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there seems to be a general agreement from Democrats and Republicans that the preference would be treatment, not jail time. Is that your general sense?
Yeah, that's the general sense. And I was a judge for 12 years. I think treatment can work for people, but most often it's going to work for the first offender or something. By the time you get repeat offenders, it's more and more difficult for the treatment to work. But it can, but it's more difficult. And in any event, you need a felony as leverage to get them into treatment.
And you're not precluding anyone from getting treatment under this bill. This isn't a bill that says no treatment, straight to jail. This is a felony.
Right. Absolutely. But remember, it was a felony before the Blake decision. And the court, despite, I think, making a bad decision, didn't say anything about constitutionality of a felony. It's just that those folks that wanted decriminalization all along seized this as an opportunity, and you can see what the results have been.
Well, given the fact that we all know that Democrats, for the most part, in Olympia right now, they do want to see decriminalization. So why do you think that your particular bill, of the ones that are being discussed, will actually get anywhere?
Well, we're going to have an executive session here on Thursday. I'm going to propose some amendments which combine all three of the major bills other than the decriminalization bill. And part of that will be that it become a felony after, the second, on the third offense, it becomes a felony. It's sort of like we do with the DUI laws. But I think it's got to become a felony at some point. Whether the Democrats will accept that, probably problematic, but we're going to make a push for it.
Do you get the sense of irony in that Democrats right now also want to bring down the blood alcohol level or limit for DUI, and yet at the same time they're saying that we don't want to treat drug crimes as felonies? There just is such a conflict here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely a double standard.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know. Alcohol, they can go after alcohol, big bad alcohol, and not that there aren't problems. I've been, you know, very active. Got another bill on DUI myself, but the real problem right now, even on impaired driving, is the alcohol drug combination. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are going up dramatically, where the alcohol alone impaired driving is stable or going down. But I don't know what goes through their mind. I mean, obviously, you know, there was kind of a marijuana culture that existed. I don't know if that impacts it. I just would be speculating.
We're talking with State Senator Mike Patton, Republican from Spokane Valley. Republicans don't have control. They don't have the power. But when it comes to, you know, four potential bills on the general same subject, does this give the Republican Party a little bit more leverage here?
Well, it certainly gets our message out, and we'll see how things go. But we've got that, and then we've got the pursuit bill, mm-hmm. which is the other big major bill, which right now Senator Dingra is bottling up in committee. The question will be, will the Democrat leadership want to deal with that? And that is causing a lot of problems. And we've had cases where, you know, somebody being pursued by police calls the police mm-hmm. and says, those guys can't be pursuing me.
I've done many of those stories, including one from Spokane Valley.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's nuts.
What are the Democrats saying behind the scenes and just conversations with Republicans? I know, you know, you guys don't necessarily agree politically, but I know you don't all hate each other. You're having conversations. What are they saying?
I think there's some division within the Democratic ranks. Obviously, they're not in the position we are, but there's some that do want to do something. I mean, there was a tremendous outcry. Mm-hmm. You had the video that was made up in Snohomish County with some Democrat mayors and law enforcement. They all came together and said these are serious problems. And, I mean, the crime rate, and you've covered it, Jason, and what's happened to Seattle and people moving out, you know, King County losing population for the first time. All these things are happening because of their policies.
Why do you think there aren't any Democrats who are speaking up publicly when they're on the side of the people on this? This is not controversial. The folks do want officers to have the ability to use their own discretion to chase after dangerous people. There's a story out of Thurston County where, you know, deputies weren't allowed to chase someone who was suspected of, I believe it was child molestation or a sex offense against a child. It's like the average person wants cops to be able to go after those people.
Absolutely. I think there's, you know, a powerful far left base in the Democratic Party that doesn't want to see any enhancement of any penalties or doesn't want to see any change in the laws they passed back in 21. And mm-hmm. of course, they say, well, pursuits don't have as many consequences with people getting hurt as before. Well, of course, that's because there hardly are any. But law enforcement in and of itself was already being very strict on their policies of when they pursue and when they don't. And most of the time, they don't. But when they do, it's a pretty serious matter.
Is it fair to say you think that there's a better likelihood that something be done on drug possession, since you do have a July 1st sunset, versus the vehicular pursuit ban? Because my sense is, just based on how some of them are talking, they're going to want to study it, and they'll pass something to, we'll do a study, even though we already have all the data we need.
Well, I hope we can bring pressure on them to do something on the pursuit. But yes, I think they'll definitely do something on the Blake because of the prior law expiring in July. So, but how meaningful it is, I don't know. If we don't have a felony in there someplace, I'm afraid it's not going to get the job done.
What's the one issue that you're also paying attention to that maybe isn't getting a whole lot of attention because of the focus on drug legalization or decriminalization and the vehicular pursuit ban?
Yeah. Well, we just had a pretty good hearing today on a bill I have on habitual property offenders. And these are the serial property offenders who would give the prosecutor the discretion to file a special allegation to seek an enhanced sentence. The judge would have to approve it, but there's and they'd have to have three within 6 months. But there are people that, you know, they're in and out of jail, and they'll do 7, 8, 10, 20 or more property crimes within a very short time period.
Have the Democrats been hospitable to hearing some of the bills from Republicans that have some substance?
Well, they've done some more. I'll give Senator Dinger credit on scheduling these for a hearing. We'll see what happens and what amendments might come up. But I do give her credit for scheduling some of these.
Well, there's certainly a deadline that you guys are up against when it comes to drug legalization or the potential, because if you guys do nothing, drugs become legalized here in Washington State starting July 1st. So good luck on your bill. I like your bill out of all of them. So hopefully it'll pass, although due to my politics, that makes me believe it's probably not going to pass. So sorry to put out that bad juju. We've been talking with Senator Mike Padden, Republican from Spokane Valley. Thank you so much, as always, for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Jason. Bye
now. Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rant Show.